I'm Petty Officer Kyle Fiore, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay celebrated Halloween this past Saturday with a trunk or treat at the downtown Lyceum. Petty Officer Trey Fowler has more on the event.
Child and Youth Programs hosted their annual trunk or treat October 28th with help from the community and various organizations around base with about 25 decorated trunks. Karen Sloan, the Director of Child and Youth Programs, had this to say on the event.
We're having our annual base-wide trunk or treat and pumpkin patch. We have about 25 trunks out here, so really happy with that turnout and support from fire department and security coming out and participating as well. I think this is really bringing a little piece of home, and that's how we originally started the pumpkin patch years ago, get that fall vibe going. So I think it's really a place to come together as a community, have a safe event, and really just enjoy and have fun.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Trey Fowler.
In other news around the fleet, the Navy released Nav Admin 258/23 on the Physical Fitness Assessment, or PFA, Cycle 2024. The Navy remains absolutely committed to the physical readiness of our force. Sustaining one PFA per year is designed to reduce administrative requirements and empower commanding officers to build healthier people, leaders, and teams. The cycle will be conducted from 1 February to 30 November 2024. For more information on Nav Admin 258/23, check out mynavyhr.navy.mil. On November 28, 1775, the Continental Congress directed that divine services be held aboard all naval ships, and thus the Navy Chaplain Corps was born. For 248 years, Navy chaplains have cared for sailors and Marines around the globe and through every conflict, at sea and ashore. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Kyle Fiore.